Are good and evil two sides of the same coin? Get God failed, Ariel Langford's disturbing account of a tortured soul manipulated by good and by evil. God Failed is available everywhere digital books are sold. I told you all I was going to confront Wally. Here we go.
We're searching for the Demonic Testament, a book written by a demon, and you're coming with us.
All right, I don't want this to get ugly or anything, but what the hell's going on with you?
The fuck are you talking about?
Okay, I see we're going to play stupid. Well, like you're never here anymore. Where the fuck were you the other night? I have this thing with the book and you're nowhere to be found.
I was out.
Out where?
Well, I didn't realize I had to answer to you and tell you when I leave the house and when I'm coming home and where I'm going and
okay, who I meet. No, you don't. It's not that. It's just that you've been acting strange since Christmas. You're distant, gone all the time, like you're avoiding me. And when you are here, you act as if you're hiding something. Is it because I'm part of the family now? Has that put some kind of wedge between us?
No.
Well, are you not looking at me the same way? I mean, I'm the same old Sutton.
Yes, you are. Well, a little bit. But, all right, you're going to find out about this eventually.
Find out what?
Well, I don't think the church sent the box to you on Christmas Eve, and I've been looking into it.
Behind my back? I thought we were in this together. What the fuck?
We are in this together, but sometimes, you know, okay, well, you know, this box came, and at first it freaked you out. You spent like 3 days in your room, and then it seemed you kind of came out of that a different woman almost. You felt like you had a power with you. And I just wanted to make sure that it was actually the church that sent the box. So I contacted someone I know over there, and they're looking into it for me.
Okay. Wait, so were you at some secret church meeting then at 3 o'clock in the morning the other night?
No, I think that's when I was getting kicked out of the Black Pelican.
The dive bar? What were you doing there?
Well, the official answer is clearing my head, but really just mostly getting drunk.
Okay. Well, you know, seriously, I know something else is going on. This isn't just about...
All right, fine. Fuck. I was really hoping to avoid this conversation. Okay.
Go on.
When I read the letter that was supposedly from the Blessed Sacrament Church, I felt sick to my stomach. You know, I know firsthand that the church doesn't reveal its secrets. And I know that it definitely doesn't use those secrets to manipulate people into doing things. So when I read that letter, I had a really strong suspicion that that package wasn't from them.
Well, if it wasn't from them, who was it from?
I think it's from Sarath.
Wait, we have to take a step back here. You know firsthand what, how could you possibly know secrets the church has and how they keep them?
Well, because I was involved in one of those secrets.
Oh.
In the early 90s, the church started this program to recruit investigators like me to help them bring a more scientific element into the church, prove the existence of supernatural forces, you know, all these things that would stifle any of the disbelievers out there. They wanted to create this perfect blend of faith and science. Basically, in a nutshell, make religion a matter of fact, not just a belief.
So you're actually sitting here telling me you joined?
I did. I joined. I was young. I was stupid. And, you know, this thing really looked like a great opportunity. This looked like it was right up my alley. So I applied, and lo and behold, they told me because of my already extensive resume, even at that young age, I was accepted. And a few weeks later, I started my training.
No, you're not saying.
Yep, the seminary. Mm-hmm. And 4 years later, Folly Wally Fitch became the newest priest in the church.
Holy fuck.
You have no idea. You have no idea. Well, as you can imagine, seminary didn't go so smoothly. The things they taught me conflicted with the truths that I already knew from my investigations. You know, I continued on trying to keep an open mind, as I always do, but really, as time went on, I found it very hard to let go of these conflicts. And as a result of all of this, my trust in the church and my faith, well, you know, they tell you to pray and that God will test you. And I believed it. I believed it all, hook, line, and sinker. But in April of 1999, I met a woman. Now, up until this time, I've been true to all my vows. But this woman, Sarah, we started an affair. Days turned into weeks. Weeks turned into months. And we fell in love. I know, sounds like some horrible rom-com, but there it is. I chose to stay with the church, investigating things for them, but at the same time, still, I was very, very conflicted with what was going on and what I saw the church doing. And, you know, obviously, I wasn't happy, but I convinced myself that I could do more good within the church than I could outside of it. So, with that, I vowed to keep my relationship with Sarah a secret, and I have. Well, I guess until now. But anyway, so we've been together about 5 months or so, and Sarah starts acting strange. Moody, you know, snapping at me for no reason. She starts cussing a lot more, like using language that really, I mean, you know, everybody uses the occasional swear word, but, and that was her, but she really just started cussing a whole lot more, and she started dressing differently and talking differently, and she wanted sex all the time, and, you know, it just really, her whole personality changed. She was a different woman. And then she comes down with this weird illness, you know, it started off with headaches, then an all-over body pain, blurred vision, fogginess. Doctors couldn't find anything wrong with her. She went to millions of them. None of them could find anything wrong. They all said it was stress and prescribed some antidepressants and basically referred her to a psychiatrist. I never believed it was stress. I mean, people don't get that freaked out over stress. And people's personalities definitely don't change overnight like that. And that's when it really clicked. All that training that I had back in the seminary came back, and I realized what I thought at the time was she had all the symptoms of demonic possession.
Possession? Really? The church actually believes that? I mean, I thought that was just in the movies.
No, you'd actually be surprised on how big of a thing it is within the church. Anyway, long story short, I convinced the church that Sarah needs an exorcism. I was assigned with a more senior priest to perform that exorcism. And well, things went wrong. Things went really wrong, and she ended up dying. It fucked me up. Bad. I mean, it really fucked me up bad. And I prayed, believing that, again, this is just one of God's tests. But the guilt that I basically killed her ate up my insides. I couldn't handle it. It was about a month after her death that I found out the church saw to it that her death was ruled natural causes, and that she, and the fact that she died during an exorcism never entered into it. Officially, we were never there. According to the autopsy report, and as far as anybody knew, she died in her sleep from an unknown illness.
Wow.
But we, I killed her. I brought the church into it. She didn't need a fucking exorcism. She needed a better doctor. And I realized at that point that while there may be a God and a devil, the church was nothing more than a cult accepted by society, and I resigned. And I took a different vow. I took a vow to investigate the paranormal and the supernatural and find the truth, the ultimate truth about all the things that we don't understand. My vow right now is to make the church irrelevant.
Oh, Wally. I'm sorry. I had no idea.
Yeah, so when I read that letter, it brought back everything. The guilt, the regrets. And that's why this investigation is so goddamn important. You know, I have no idea what Sarath's endgame is in this whole thing, but I do believe the demonic testament will reveal the truth. The question is, for me, what will that truth do to mankind?
This episode may be over, but don't miss what happens next. Follow A Walk in Darkness on Instagram or Twitter for the latest developments in the investigation.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe.